Alright folks, welcome back to Morning Dump, your daily dose of mental magic to kickstart your day with a smile and a whole lot of self-love. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and today we're diving into something super important. Cultivating self-compassion and emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot, beating yourself up for every little slip-up? Let's face it, life throws curveballs, right? And sometimes those curveballs knock the wind out of us. But what if I told you there's a superpower within reach that can help us navigate the chaos with grace and resilience? That superpower is self-compassion, my friends. Think about it, how would you talk to your best friend if they were going through a tough time? Would you berate them, point out their flaws, or pile on the pressure? Or would you offer a listening ear, a warm hug, and some words of encouragement? Exactly, we'd treat our loved ones with kindness and understanding, wouldn't we? Well, guess what? It's time to extend that same level of compassion to ourselves. Because let's be real, you deserve it just as much as anyone else. Now, self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or ignoring your shortcomings. It's about acknowledging your struggles with kindness and understanding, recognizing that we all make mistakes, and treating yourself with the same care and concern you'd offer to someone you love. And that brings us to emotional intelligence. The ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions, as well as those of others. It's like having a mental GPS that helps us navigate the complex world of feelings, both yours and everyone else's. So how do we cultivate this self-compassion superpower? First, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you notice yourself spiraling into negativity, gently redirect your attention to the present moment. Take a deep breath. Focus on your surroundings, and remind yourself that this feeling is temporary. Second, challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic that whispers doubts and insecurities in our ears. But remember, those voices aren't always accurate. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, is this really true, or would I say this to a friend? If the answer is no, then it's time to reframe those thoughts with kindness and compassion. Third, embrace imperfection. Nobody's perfect, not even your Instagram feed. Accept that you're going to make mistakes, learn from them, and move on. Don't let setbacks define you. Instead, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Next, practice gratitude. Focus on the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. These little moments can bring joy and perspective. When you're grateful for what you have, it's easier to be kind to yourself. Finally, remember that self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more compassionate than others. That's perfectly normal. Just keep practicing, be patient with yourself, and celebrate your progress along the way. Think about that last time you were really stressed out. You know, that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than a CVS receipt, deadlines are looming, and your inbox is overflowing? What did your inner voice sound like? Was it encouraging, supportive, understanding? Or was it harsh, critical, and demanding? Often, we're our own worst critics. We set unrealistic expectations for ourselves, beat ourselves up for mistakes, and get caught in a cycle of negativity that can be incredibly draining. But imagine if you could break free from that cycle and approach challenging situations with self-compassion. Instead of berating yourself for not meeting your own impossible standards, you could offer yourself kindness and understanding. Hey, you'd say to yourself, it's okay to feel overwhelmed. This is a lot to handle. Let's take it one step at a time. That shift in perspective can make all the difference. You wouldn't treat your best friend with such harsh judgment, so why subject yourself to that kind of treatment? Remember, you're worthy of love, kindness, and understanding, just as much as anyone else. So, let me leave you with this. Cultivate self-compassion and emotional intelligence, my friends. Treat yourselves with the same care and understanding you would offer a beloved friend. Acknowledge your struggles, learn from your mistakes, and celebrate your victories, big and small. And remember, every day is a fresh start, an opportunity to show yourself some love and compassion. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.